Okay, so today's daf is the daf Mem Beis. I will begin from the beginning of the parak on the bottom of Mem Alpha Mem Beis, parak Nara. So the mission begins, Nara, she niftasa, a girl who has been seduced, bosha, pagama, vikanta, shelvia. The payments of embarrassment, the payments of the pagam, the payments of the kanas, all go to her father. Vatsar betfusa. And the tsar goes to tfusa. So what does tsar betfusa mean? So Rashi tells us, look in the bottom, in the situation of Anusa, there's a fourth payment, that of Tsar. We already discussed in the past, Tsar, there's no Tsar by Mefate, but by Anusa there is Tsar. So that Tsar also goes to the father. So what does it mean, Betfusa, the Mishnah uses Lashon Betfusa. Says Rashi, Betfusa, Lishna Dekra, that's the language of the Pasuk. It says, Betofsa Veshachavimah, he grabs her and sleeps with her. That's why they say Betfusa. There's an additional payment of a Knas, of a Tsar rather, Tsar that gets paid by the Anusa, that goes to the father as well.
Who is the Rashi?
Rashi. Yeah, it is tricky. there's a little bit of a break there because the Hadron Lach, because the parak ends.
It's not columns. So you don't realize that.
Okay, so that's the first line of the Mishnah. Then the Mishnah says, Amda b'din ad shelo meis ha'av. So let's say they took them to Bezdin. Bezdin gave a verdict of that the man has to pay all these different payments. So the Bezdin gives the verdict, and then the father dies. Harein shalav. Sorry, before the father dies, harein shalav. The father gets the payments, as we said. But let's say after Amud Badin Meis Ha'av, the father dies before they collect it. The verdict was given, but the collection hasn't happened yet. The father dies before the collection. What's the halacha, says the Mishnah? Harein shalach, and the brothers get it because the brothers are the ones who are inheriting the father. They're the sons of the father, the brothers of the sister. So the brothers of her are the ones who are going to inherit it from the father. Because it was really supposed to go to the father. It's now considered mamon. So Rashi explains all these different teams. Look at Rashi. See Rashi, lo hispik alamod badin. Actually, we didn't get to that Rashi yet, so we're going to hold off on that. So what happens is, once Bezdin establishes that you have to pay all the payments, including the knas has to be paid. So now that's already considered coming to the father, even though the father hasn't collected it yet. It's a mamon to the father. And if the father were to die, the brothers are going to collect it as a Yerusha. But let's say the Mishnah says, Lo hispik alamod badin ad shemei sa'av. Let's say they never made it to Bezdin yet, and the father dies before ever going to Bezdin. So then the halacha is harein hein shel asma. Then everything goes to her, because the father never had it coming to him just yet. So Rashi explains now, Lo hispik alamod badin v'chulei. Came into Lamda Badin, since they never went to Bezdin, and Bezdin never established who pays or what has to be paid, Lav Mamun Hu Lo Rish Labanov. It's not considered Mamun. Only Mamun is something that gets inherited by the children. V'amrinu L'kaman, later on we're going to see that Ein Adam Morish Levno is Zuchus Shezachta Lo Torah Bibito. The Torah tells us, or the Gemara tells us based on the Pasuk, that a man is not going to be Morish, a Zuchus that he had. He had a certain Zuchus of collecting all the different Zuchus that come through the daughter. That zechus that the father gets is not going to be passed on to the brothers or his own children. So only things that are mamon, only things that he actually owns that are monetary value are going to go to the children of the father. But a knas is not mamon as we've been discussing. Knas is a penalty. He gets that zechus to collect that penalty. That zechus does not get passed on to the children, and she therefore gets to keep the knas. So with respect to the I'm not sure the Mishnah is going to do this later on or is understood. When it comes to boshes and pagam, which are mamon, even before Amda Bedin, that's considered mamon, that will go to the brothers, it sounds like. But knas, which is not created until Basin creates it, so only
but
if...
Not all those payments, is she or he gets paid only after Bedin.
You only get paid to it, but it's already considered in the world, the action itself creates a monetary requirement, obligation for the way. But the action itself... Wait a second. The action itself requires, he already has the obligation to pay the payments, but Basin just enforce it, but the mamon already exists. Kanas does not exist in the world until Basin creates it. That's the basic conceptual difference between Kanas and mamon.
Kanas is not automatic part of the payments, meaning because he's... No?
That does not, at least halachically, it's not viewed in this world until Basin makes it come into the world, until they establish she owes that Kanas. Okay, let's continue with the Mishnah now. So the Mishnah says, so again, if the father dies before they ever went to Bezdin, and then Bezdin hands down the verdict, so then the daughter gets to keep everything on her own. Amda b'din, ad shlo bagra. Let's say she was a nara. This whole halacha is when she's a nara, and she has not yet turned to bogeris, and she goes to Beis Din as still a nara. Harehein shalav, the father gets to keep it because she was a nara at the time of the Maisa Vera, and she's still a nara at the time of the Beis Din's Amda b'din. But let's say Mesa Av, Harehein shalachin. Let's say the father dies after Amda b'din, so then the brothers get to keep it because once you're Amda b'din, the kenasas turn into a mammon. It's coming to the father now. The father dies, so the children collect all the mammon that's going to the father. But let's say lo hispiku la'amud b'din ad shebagar. Let's say she becomes a bulgaris. She turns to the age of 12 and a half before ever going to Beis Din. Now she's a big girl. Harehein shalatz, but then she gets to keep it on her own. Because now she's an independent individual. And the father has no rights anymore. The father only has rights when she's a naira. When she's a bulgaris, he no longer has any rights. What's that?
I noticed that the Gemara or the Mishnah doesn't have a jail system. They don't put people in jail.
That is true. It's a very good point. The Gemara Sanhedrin has a few situations where we do have jail, the concept of jail, but it's very rare. But it is a very good point.
You know, the guy commits a terrible act, he should go to jail.
Like today,
right?
Yeah.
It's expensive, jail.
He works for it.
So then the Mishnah says, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Im lo hispika lagavos ad shemesa av, harehin shalatma. No, not only that.
Yeah. We're talking about Yidden now. So what's more, what to them, what's worse?
Pay money.
Money. So the Mishnah quotes from Rabbi Shimon holds, Omer, Im lo hispika lagavos ad shemesa av, harehin shalatma. He takes a step further. The b'din is not the time. It's the collection period. If the father's alive when they go to Beis Din, and Beis Din hands down the sentence, you have to pay this amount of money, and before collection, the father dies, or before the Mishnah said, the Tanakhama said, the brothers get to keep it. Here, Rabbi Shimon says, it goes based on the Shas Gvia. If it hasn't been collected yet, so then and then the father dies, she gets to keep it on her own. Okay. So just Rashi points out, just very interestingly, the last Rashi on the page, Rashi says, Rabbi Shimon Omer, even though Beis Din handed down the sentence, lo havi mamon, it's not considered mamon yet. Even though Beis Din created the mamon, it's not mamon yet. The avlo harishu levanov, ad matul yade. So machlokas is as follows. Everybody agrees. And when it comes to knas, the ma'is aver alone does not generate a chiv knas. Tanakhama thinks the bedin. Once Beis Din says you owe the knas now turns into mamon. It's an obligation. And can be passed on to Yerusha, to the brothers. Rabbi Shimon says, not true. Even when Beis Din says you have to pay the money, it does not become a mamon. It does not become mamon until it's actually paid. The fact that Beis Din says there's a requirement to pay for it, that does not turn it into mamon. And for that reason, Rabbi Shimon says, if the father dies before the collection period, then the daughter herself gets to keep the money. Then the Mishnah concludes on the top of Mem Beis Amin Aleph now, Maisi Odeha, her actions, and umitsiyasa, and anything she might find, apapishalo gavsa, even though she did not collect it, mesa av harehein shel achen. Anything she collects, so Rashi says, what do you mean apapishalo gavsa? Apapishalo gavsa, kigon schar pula. Let's say she was hired. She was hired to work, and she never got paid yet. So that was coming to her. She was expecting payment. But everything she does, her actions, her if she finds lost objects, or any money she may have made, that all goes to the father. So says the Mishnah, all those things, if the father dies, goes directly to her brothers.
Unconnected to rape or mefuta.
Correct. These are other examples that the father has certain zechuyos that will get passed on to her brothers as Yerusha, and she loses out on this.
This is the Nara we're talking about?
This is the Nara, yeah. So the Gemara now says on the top of Nembeza Min Aleph, my Kamash Malam, what are we learning from this Mishnah? Tanina, we already have the Mishnah that tells us HaMefata Nosin Shlosha Devarim VeHonis Marba, that a Mefata pays three things, the Onis pays four things. What are they? HaMefata Nosin Boshes Pagam VeKanas, those three things. And the Mosif Olav Onis, the Onis has an additional payment of Shinosin Esatzar Lavia. So we already have the Mishnah, Shinosin Esatzar, period. So our Mishnah right here told us the same exact thing what our Mishnah told us in last parak, that the onus pays, so Mefata pays three things and the onus pays four things. So what are we learning new from this Mishnah? We don't have Mishnayos that repeat each other. So the Gemara says, Lavia itzrichle. We have to teach us that the father gets the payment. From the previous Mishnah, we had that they pay three things and they pay four things. But we don't know who gets the payment, so that's what we learned from this Mishnah in our new parak. The Gemara says, what do you mean? Lavia nami pshita. We also know it's pretty obvious that the father collects payment. Why? Why is that so obvious? Pshita, because midika yahiv mifata, from the very fact that you have to pay, the mifata has to pay the money, why does he have to pay money? Dila atzma, if he has to pay money to her, amayav mifata midaita avid. She did it on her own. She did it willingly. Because she did it willingly, she wasn't a mifuta, but she did it willingly. So he has to pay money to her? So certainly not. That can't be the case. So obviously, once there's payment by the case of mifata, it has to go to the father, because it wouldn't make any sense to go to her. So we don't need a mishnah to tell me that. That's pretty obvious. So why teach this new mishnah? What's the chiddush from this mishnah, this very first mishnah in our new parak? So the mishnah, the Gemara rather, tells us that amda bedin is tirchle. The case of amda bedin and pluks the bishin rabbanon. That's the new chiddush. We taught this whole thing about paying three things versus four things, but to teach us ultimately that if amda bedin and then the father dies, the chachamim say that she doesn't keep it, rather the brothers get to collect it. And Rabbi Shimon says, no, if it has not been collected yet, she gets to keep it. So that's the machlokas, that this machlokas Tanakama and Rabbi Shimon was the reason why we had to teach this Mishnah, which seemingly seemed repetitive, but in the end it wasn't repetitive. It was simply to come out to this machlokas as Rabbanon and Rabbi Shimon.
Mishnah is halacha?
No.
No.
The, in the Gemara in Chagiga, I think it is, says, there's a pasuk that talks about going from one thing to the next thing, and if you move from one area to another area, it's a negative thing. And one of the examples that one of the Gemara says, what's it referring to? The Gemara says it refers to someone who learns the Gemara to Mishnah, I think. You go from learning Gemara to Mishnayos, then you're going backwards. Because from the Mishnayos, the Gemara says, in a number of places, you can't paskin based on Mishnayos. It doesn't give you enough. It just gives you basic concepts. But you need the Gemara to figure out the different reasons behind the Mishnayos, how to explain different steers in Mishnayos, how to interpret Mishnayos. If you just look at Mishnayos alone, you cannot come out to a final halacha. You need the Gemara for that. The Gemara says, now quotes from a Mishnah, Tanan Hasim. The Mishnah in, it's a Mishnah here, is a Mishnah here? No, Mishnah Shavuos, that says, Anasta upisita esbiti. So a man claims to another man that you had raped or seduced my daughter. Vuomer, lo anasti lo patisi. I didn't do anything. What are you talking about? So the father says, Mashpiachani, make a shua. Promise me that you didn't do it. So Amar Amen, Amen. He makes a shua and shoin. But then he said, okay, fine. I was a little embarrassed to tell you, but you're right. I really did it. He admitted after the fact that he was either Anas, Ones, or Mefata, his daughter. What's the lacha chayv? You have to pay. He admitted now he has to pay. Rabbi Shimon Poter. Rabbi Shimon says, you're Poter from paying in this situation. She'enu mishalim kanas al piatzmo. A person doesn't pay kanas on his own admission. He admitted that he did something wrong. So we don't pay kanas on a hoda. So Amrullah, so the Tanakhama responded back to Rabbi Shimon, Afa Pishinu Mashalim Knas Apiatzmo, even though I agree that Mode B'Knas is Pater, Ava Mashalim Boshes Upagam Apiatzmo, but even though you don't pay the Knasos, you still have to pay the Mamon, you have to pay the embarrassment, you have to pay the Pagam, all that you would pay based on a Hoda. Hoda is only an exemption for a Knas, not an exemption of payment. I can't go ahead and bash David's car in and say, oh, by the way, hey, David, I bashed your car. Now, since I admitted I'm Pater from paying you, it doesn't work like that. If I stole something from David and I say, okay, I'm sorry, I stole this from you, I have to pay back what I stole, but I don't have to pay the additional knas. So that's what the Tanakhama says back. Okay, I agree to you, you don't pay the knas, but you do have to pay the mamon.
So all these cases we're talking about, that there had to be Adam? Because the guy herself, if the guy himself says, yes, I did it, we don't know if none of this applies.
Yeah, I guess you have to say all cases of Knossos has to be a case of Adam, exactly.
What
right.
About the fact?
Yeah.
What about the fact that he considers an aid his own? Then he admit before other people, so they were not Adam, so now you have Adam.
Say that again?
I'm not sure about the concept.
Yeah, okay, that's fine.
He's saying something. He's like, you know, when you sign a shtar, so you consider your own aid. You consider as one aid.
No, you can't be an aid. Forget stars for a second. In general, I cannot testify about myself.
Uh-huh.
Has to be someone external.
Maybe if you testify in front of people, they don't consider it to be a deem.
It's only You mean the person himself who's involved?
No, the person that admits to someone else, the someone else is not an aid.
Correct.
He's an aid or
he's
not?
No, Bali Din cannot be aidim for themselves.
Okay,
so Gemara now asks a question. Abai asks Rabbi the following question. Ha'omer lechavero, the guy says to his friend, Anasta pitisa pisita esbiti. You either raped or you seduced my daughter. Not only that, we went to Bezdin, and Bezdin said, "Mischayv to leave mamon, and you owe me money now." And who omer lo anasti v'lo pitasti pitisi v'lo hamati b'din v'lo nischayv to leave mamon. None of this happened. I didn't rape. I didn't seduce. I didn't go to Bezdin with you. I don't owe you any money. V'nishpo, he takes a shvua. In the end, he said, "Okay, behold, he admitted he couldn't hold it anymore. The guilty conscience got to him, and he admitted to the father of the daughter that he did all this, and he owes money to him." So what's the halacha now? So Rabbi Shimon, my, what do we say according to Rabbi Shimon? Came in the Amr Badin Mamona Hava, Umechaivle Carbon Shvua. When the halachas are, there's something called the Carbon Shvua. Carbon Shvua is, actually this week's Parsha, the end of Farsha's Vayikra. It talks about Carbon Shvua. If a person takes a Shvua and then admits he made a false Shvua, he has to bring a carbon olive yored, which is an olive yored is a carbon that adjusts depending on a person's financial statements and financial his bank account and how wealthy he is, how poor he is, he adjusts accordingly. So he has to pay a shvua, but you only pay a shvua on mamon. So if he took a shvua in the previous case, if he just said it never happened, I never did anything wrong, and then he admitted to it, you don't take a shvua on a knas, in a denial of a knas, but you would take a shvua on a denial of a mamon. So the fact that he admitted he went to Bezin, and Bezin established and required him to pay money, does that turn the knas now into a mamon? And when he denies that mamon now, and he lies and ends up admitting, does he have to pay a carbon shua for that denying of the knas, which is now mamon? Because he went to Hamad Abedin, and Hamad Abedin made it into a mamon? Oh, or Dilma, perhaps, Afagav Damar Abedin, even though he went to Abedin, it's still knas haveh. It's still considered kenas. It still retained its status of being a penalty, and in which case a person would not have to pay a carbon shvua on denying and lying about this kenas. That's the lum de shashai. Let's ask within the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. So the Gemara explains the answer is amrlei mamon nahavi umechayv aleh carbon shvua. This is mamon. Once you go amr badin and bezin requires the person to pay the kenas, and that kenas now turns into mamon. It's really considered money, and if a person denies it with a shvua, he would have to pay a carbon shvua. That's how the Gemara answers. The Gemara is going to go on now to ask a number of questions on this opinion. Firstly, the Gemara says, Eisive, Rabbi Shimon, Eisive, rather, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Yachol HaOmer LaChavero, one might think, if you say to your friend, Anasta Pitisa Esbiti, Vuhu Omer Lo Anasti Lo Pasiti, the guy claims, you with me on that point about carbon shvua? How the knas turns into mamon? When you amad badin, the knas now takes on the nature of being mamon. Right, that's part of the question. But that was the shaila back and forth.
Okay.
Right, or do we say, even though he was amad badin, that knas still keeps its nature as being knas. It does not turn into mamon. It's still knas. In which case, if you deny that with a shvua, you would not have to pay a carbon shvua for denying a knas. Carbon shvua is only in mamon, not in knas. And the Gemara concludes again, Amar le mamon have, it's mamon, v'chayv aleh carbon shvua. One would have to pay carbon shvua. Because again, Amar Badin transforms the knas into now a mamon, and it's chayv a carbon shvua.
So, going back one step.
Mm-hmm.
So even if the girl brings him to Bezdin, and he admits in front of Bezdin, that's still not Adas? You still need Adam?
Yeah, you still need Adam. Right. Yeah.
Bother you, huh? That he doesn't pay the class.
Yeah, no, the halacha is...
It seems that a lot of cases like this...
That shows you that if you overcome the busha, yeah. He's not paying, you know? It's fair enough.
That's a good word, actually. I wonder if that's shot. Maybe. Maybe that's
Adim. The busha is the worst thing for a person. More than any money, if you think about it.
Yes, that's right. Makes sense. Okay, so the Gemara asks now, Yisive, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Yachal HaOmer LaChaveiro Anasta Pisita Esbiti. The guy says to his friend, I'm not sure how much a friend he is, but a neighbor, that you had seduced or raped my daughter. And Vu Omer Lo Anasti Lo Pisita, I didn't do anything. Hey, Miss, or he says, Hey, Miss Shorchas Avdi, your shor killed my Eved. Not sure my shor didn't kill your Eved. And as we said before in the past, that a shor killing an Eved is a knas. You pay 30 shekel, it's a set amount, fixed amount, that's a knas. So the guy denies it, my shor didn't do that. Oh, Shomer lo, Avdo, he paltes Shinai, Vesimitias Einai. Or his Eved says to his own master, Eved says, You knocked out my eye, you knocked out my tooth. And now that's a kanas, and I'm supposed to go free. I didn't do this. I don't know what you're talking about. In each of these situations, he takes a shvua. He says it's not true, and then he holds it. Then he comes to terms and says, "Okay, fine, I did all this." What's the lacha? Yachol yechayv. One may think you'd be chayv to bring a carbon shvua in these cases. He denied it, and he made it a shvua, and he ended up admitting afterwards. Tamalom v'chichesh ba'mito b'fikadom. There's a whole pasuk, yeah. It's actually two pasukim. It's again all at the end of this week's parsha. Halacha is when is a situation when a person has to pay a carbon shvua? It's if he denies any of the aforementioned situations, which is let's say I'm a shomer, I'm watching someone's pikadon, and I deny having it. I make a shvua, I don't have it, I don't know what you're talking about, and then I admit that then you have to pay a shvua. Or if it's a situation of I stole and I deny stealing it, I made a shvua and then I admitted. Or I owe you money, I deny owing you money. Or I found out of Shavas Aveda and I don't admit it, I lie with a shvua. All those situations, if I deny it with a shvua and then I admit to it, I have to pay a carbon shvua. So the Gemara now says, the very last line of the page, Ma elu miyuchadim shein mamon, just like all those mentioned in the psukim are all mamon cases. None of them are penalties, none of them are knasos. They're all mamon. Af kol shein mamon. So to any other situation, if there's a denial through a shvua of mamon, one would have to pay a carbon shvua if he admits to the lying. But yatsu, that's to exclude elu shein knas, to exclude all the above mentioned cases, which are all knasos. Again, the case of an ones and mufate and the eved killing an eved and knocking out the eved's teeth, all those are knasos. Those would not be subject to the halachas of carbon shvua because only the things that are mentioned in the psukim are mamon related. None of them are knasos related. So the Gemara says, okay, that being the case now, my la b'sh'amr badin, is it not, now that Bryce that we just mentioned, is it not referring to Amr badin? Meaning, even though it was Amr badin, all the knasos were Amr badin, we still see that it keeps the status of being a knas even after Amr badin. And if it keeps the status of being a knas even after Amr badin, there would not be a carbon shvua in those situations. Again, our question before was, we wanted to know within the world of Rabbi Shimon, when a knas is taken to Bezin, and Bezin says, you have to pay money, does that knas turn into a mamon? We passed him before that it does turn into mamon, and one would have to pay a carbon shvua. This brisa says you don't have to pay knasos for denying shvua. And the Gemara says, at first glance, doesn't it refer to, even though it was amun badin already, even though Bezin handed down the sentence that you have to pay the knas, you still wouldn't be chayv a carbon shvua. This goes against what we said before. Even after Amr Badin, the Knas still is considered a Knas. It does not turn into Mamon. So Gemara says very simply, not sure, lo. Bishlo Amr Badin. This is a situation where it wasn't Amr Badin. They never went to Bezdin. They had a conversation between each other. You killed my Eved. No, he did. My Shor didn't kill your Eved. And then he took a Shua. And then he says, you're Pater from paying a carbon Shua. Because it wasn't at Amr Badin. But had it been Amr Badin, they took him to court already. And then Bezdin said, you have to pay the money. And then he denied with the Shua. And then he admitted, then you would have to pay a carbon shvua because once it goes to the Bezdin, Amr Badin, it turned into Mamun. Yeah. Now the Gemara is going to go on for a few lines. Now it's going to be a bit tricky. It's some textual points of how to read the Gemara. It's not that bad, but just stick with it. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Are you telling me that this brisa that we just brought is a situation of lo Amr Badin, where they didn't go to Bezdin yet, and they had that helmachlokas, whether it happened or didn't happen, and they took a shvua? From the beginning of that very brisa, it says the following, B'sham Amr Badin. The fact that the reisha, as we'll see in a moment, is definitely talking about Amr Badin, isn't it going to be the same that Seifa Nami B'sham Amr Badin? There should be a certain consistency. So how do we know that reisha is Amr Badin? The Kasani reisha, the beginning of the brisa, says as follows, Ein li ela dvarm sh'misham an alei mes keren. I only know certain things that you have to pay the actual keren, the actual value, the value of the item. But let's take the situation of, let's take the situation of, Tashlumi Kefel, Tashlumi Arba V'Chamisha, if it's where someone stole it and has to pay double the amount, or he stole it and sold it and shechted the animals, he would have to pay four or five times. Va'ones and Mefate, Umotzi Shemra, all those Minayin, how do I know all those situations of Knossos, the additional payments, the penalties, how do I know that? It's also subject to the halachas of Karban Shvua, Tamalomar, Umalamal. A person lies about it, he denies it, he has to pay the various payments. So what Rashi says you're referring to, if you look at Rashi, three narrow lines down. Rashi says, Ainli sheis chayv karen v'chomesh v'ashim. When a person makes a false shua sheker, he has to pay the karen, he has to pay a chomesh, a penalty of a chomesh, and also has to bring the carbon ashim. So that's what the Gemara is referring to right now. So how do I know the other things? Because it says mal riba, to include all situations, even kenasos, are subject to the halachas of paying the keren chomesh v'ashim. The Gemara says, hey, dami, what are we talking about? E delo amun badin, if they never went to bezdin, kfeila mi'ika, is there payment? Is there, you don't pay double, unless basin makes you pay double. As we kept on saying, that mod b'kenas is always pater. So if I steal from David and then admit to stealing him, I don't have to pay the kefil, because mod b'kenas is pater. So the only situation that this brayso could be referring to paying kefil is where David and I went to Bezdin, and Bezdin said, I'm wrong, I have to pay money. Not only do I have to pay money, I have to go out to pay double, I need to pay kefil. So the ratio has to be talking about Amr Badin. Because if it wasn't talking about Amr Badin, they can't talk about kefil. Kefil, again, is the only situation where Basin creates the kefil. So if once the ratio is by the talking about Amr Badin, so again, El Pshita, Bish Amr Badin. It has to be, the ratio has to be a situation of Amr Badin, where Bezin required me to pay the knas of kefil or dalad behe. Umidiresha, Bish Amr Badin, so now that we've established that according to all opinions it has to be the ratio is Amr Badin, so because of consistency the Seifa also has to be Amr Badin. And now going back to the whole picture, if the Seifa is Amr Badin, so and the Mishnah, the Brisa Paskin, if you take a Shvua on a Knas, it's Pater from Karban Shvua, and we're talking about Amr Badin, so you see that Knas even after Amr Badin is still considered a Knas, and you still would be putter of a carbon shvua. Against what we said before we said not true. A knas that goes to Amun Badin actually turns into mamon. That's the steer, that's the kasha, according to the first opinion. Didn't get it?
No, it's something else. You think that I remember anything?
Sure. Okay, let's say this again. What we're talking about right now is, we have a knas is something that is a penalty that's being paid. So that for the example, let's use case of a kefil. The case of kefil is knas, and only is created once Bezin creates it. So it's a knas.
Kefil itself.
That extra payment is knas.
Okay.
That doubles knas. And also you have to keep in mind the rule that a carbon shvua is only paid if it's a shvua on mamon. If it is shvua on kenas, then it does not turn into a carbon shvua.
Uh-huh.
And that's because all the psukim's examples of a carbon shvua is only mamon examples. There are no kenas examples.
So what do you do in regard to shvua that is not mamon? You don't bring a...
You're part of from a carbon... You did something wrong, but you don't bring a carbon shvua.
Well, parashat Vayikra is about korbanot.
No, but...
You did something wrong.
Yeah, but not by, you don't bring a carbon for everything you do wrong. Only certain things. If you make a shvua sheker and a kenas, you don't pay a carbon shvua. You make a shvua sheker and mamon, you would pay a carbon shvua.
No, I'm talking about the korban itself. And you did something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it's not mamon, so you do not need to bring korban shvua. So what kind of korban do you need to
bring? You don't bring a korban.
No?
Some situations you don't bring korbanos.
Well.
Mm-hmm. Person, let's say, kill somebody accidentally. There's no korban for that.
But there's different inyan.
Okay, so there could be other things that... that's another example. There are a lot of examples that you don't bring carbonos from. So the only time you bring a carbon for is when, if you've done b'mezid, there's a chiv karis. If
mezid is
amazing. No. When the avera is done b'mezid karis, anything like that, if it's done b'shogig, that's when you bring a carbon chatas. That's the parallel. Mezid karis, that means anything that does not have a mezid mezid karis will not have a carbon chatas on the shogig when it's done.
So carbon chatas, you can't improvise.
Correct.
And say, I'll go like this, I'm bringing a carbon.
Correct.
Improvise means The Torah doesn't say you have to bring a korban for this case, but I feel guilty, I did something wrong, I want to bring a korban for this.
Korban Hashem,
no? Right. No, Korban Hashem is when something was done wrong, but you're not sure if you did it wrong. Only if it's something that, if you know Vadai would lead to Chadas, then if you're not sure, you bring an Hashem. What you can bring is a Neder and a Nedava. If you feel you want to give something, but that's an Ola, not a Chadas. So that can be brought, but it's not, you can't bring a Neder and a Nedava and a Chadas. You can't just create, I feel guilty. Okay, so again, that being the case, a carbon shiva is only brought on mammon, not on knas. So now we have a knas here, the situation of kefel. And the question becomes, when that person is brought to Bezdin in Amud Badin, there's the fact that Bezdin says, you owe money. Does that turn the knas now into mammon? And it would be chayv a carbon shiva if someone took a false shiva? Or no, it still is considered a knas after the Amud Badin, and it would not turn into a carbon shiva. That's the question. So initially, Paskin, it turned into mammon, and one would be chayv a carbon shavua. Now we bring a rye from this case that your putter from, it's still considered kanas, even after Amud Badin, and one would be putter from the carbon shavua. And that's the reason, again, I'll explain why that is, because the Braisa says clearly that if a person makes a shavua on kanas, you're putter from bringing a carbon shavua. And the Gemara says it has to be a situation of Amud Badin. Because from the fact that the reish is Amud Badin, the sefer is also Amud Badin. So we see that even after Amud Badin, a knas is still considered knas and still potter in a carbon shvu. And to that, the Gemara says, not true. Amr le, yachilna l'shnu yilcha, I could answer you as follows. Reisha b'sha Amud Badin, v'seifa b'shul Amud Badin. I'm not so troubled by this. I'm very comfortable saying that the first reisha, the reisha is Amud Badin, and the seifa is not Amud Badin. They don't have to be the same exact case. V'chula Rabbi Shimon, he and Rabbi Shimon authored the entire Mishnah, the entire Braisa. The Gemara says, don't give me an answer that doesn't make any sense. This is not a good answer. Why? Because Dim Kain, obviously, listenai Reisha Rabbi Shimon Omer, or listenai Seifa Devar Rabbi Shimon. If the whole case, the whole price was Rabbi Shimon, it should have said Rabbi Shimon Omer A and B. Or it should have said A and B, all this is Devar Rabbi Shimon. From the fact that they don't answer this way, they don't tell us that Rabbi Shimon authored the Braisa, tells me that Rabbi Shimon did not author the Braisa.
Makes sense.
Yep. So Ella, therefore, Kulo b'sham Amud Badin. The whole situation, the whole price is Amud Badin. V'reishi Rabbanan, v'seifa Rabbi Shimon. And there's a machlokas. The reishi is Rabbanan, and the seifa is Rabbi Shimon. So you're going to probably have a question, which I have, that whenever there's machlokas, doesn't it tell you that Rabbi Shimon says this way, and they tell you who's saying who? I'm not sure why that is any better than the case of the whole person being the same author, not saying who authored it. So I'm not sure why that is, to be honest. Okay, so again, it's really the whole price is talking about Amud Badin. Reishi Rabbanan, v'seifa Rabbi Shimon. Umodin, so what's the difference here? What's the problem? Umodin l'cha, linen carbon shvua, the rachmana patre, mi v'chichesh, v'chich kamina mamon havi l'arish l'vanov. So why is there two different halachas going on here? Let me explain this outside. We want to know, does a knas turn into mamon when it comes to Amud Badin? Is there a chiv to pay a knas? Bezin says you have to pay the knas. Does that turn into mamon? Two different halachas. When it comes to the halachas of shvua, and there's halachas of Yerusha. When it comes to Shavua, a Knas is still considered Knas after Amud Badin, and it's still going to be putter from a carbon Shavua. It's a special Gzeres HaKasav, it says V'chichesh. Only something listed in the Torah, the only thing the Torah lists are Mammon cases by the Shavua, so only Mammon cases could ever amount to Shavua. A Knas that's Amud Badin is not going to turn into Mammon for the halachas of Shavua. So you're always going to be putter of a Knas. Anything that originated as a Knas will always be putter. When it comes to the halachas of Yerusha, things change. A knas that goes to Amud Badin now turns into mammon and will be subject to Yerusha, and if the father were to die before collection, the brothers will collect it because it has turned into mammon. So Amud Badin turns a knas into mammon only with respect to Yerusha, but not with respect to Shavua, because a special case of Shavua still is considered a knas even after Amud Badin. And that's how the Gemara concludes this. I think clear distinction.
That's the law.
I think so. Okay, now the Gemara quotes another Eisivei. I'm halfway down the page. Eisivei. Rabbi Shimon Omer, im lo hispikol legavos ad shemesav. Rabbi Shimon, in the end of our Mishnah, told us that if they went to Bezdin and they didn't have a chance to collect it and the father died before collection, harei hein shel atma, she gets to keep it all for herself. V'i amris mamun have, l'risha have le'le harisha levanov. So if it's a situation, if we say Amud Badin turns the Knas into Mammon, So why does she get the kli? Keep it. It should be a Yerusha to the brothers. Lats ma'amai. Why does she get to keep it? The ha'achin by mehaveh. It should be going to the brothers. So Amar Rava. Rava explains. Hi milsa kasha ba rabba Rav Yosef esin v'tartin shanim. This question, Rabbi and Rav Yosef struggled with for 22 years. V'lo ifrik ad yasser Rav Yosef bereisha. It was not answered until Rav Yosef was appointed the Rosh Hashiva. Upirkin gave the following answer. Let's get to the background for a moment. Look at Rashi. Interesting Rashi, historical Rashi for a moment. Rashi, yes. Esrin vishtartin shanim. Rashi, it's around 20 lines down, 20 narrow lines down. Esrin vishtartin shanim. Rashi says, Hein hayu yimei shirara sel shel rabba. Rabba and Rav Yosef had a little debate. The Gemara talks about, I forget where this Gemara is, it's brachos maybe. That, does it say? Yeah, it says brachos here. They had a debate who was going to be the Rosh Hashiva, and it turned out that Rabba was Rosh Hashiva. I think they're arguing who's going to be Rosh Hashiva. Rav Yosef says, I want to be the second Rosh Hashiva because that means I get to live longer. If I'm the first one, that means I'm going to die, that Rabba's going to be the second one. So Rav Yosef says, let me be the second one. I think that's what happened. So Rabba was the Rosh Hashiva for 22 years, and Mace, he died. And afterwards, the Yashiv of Yosef, Barush, he became the Rosh Hashiva.
He was right.
What?
He was right.
He was right. Yeah, yeah. Vishiyahu min Shemaim, he had tziyata the Shemaya, lefarka liyoslo l'shem. He was able to answer the Shaila after he became Rosh Hashiva. Lefi, shahir Rabba Charif, Rabba is very Charif, very sharp. V'chach karu Oker Harim. The Gemara at the end of Horios and also the end of Brachos refers to him as Oker Harim. He would uproot mountains. He was a really sharp individual, really sharp learner. Rav Yosef, hayabal shemos, he was a little quieter, a little more relaxed, a little more edel. U Mishnah, b'raisa l'chach karu Sinai. He knew all of Shas, all of Poskim, everything. Quietly, he had a good bekias, and he was called Sinai. He knew everything, because at Sinai, everything was given over, so he was called Sinai, and Rabba was Oker Harim. And there's a big debate at the end of the Gemaras and Brachas and Horios, which one's better? Is Oker Harim, which is what we call Lumdis and Ian, is that better? Or is Rav Yosef, is the Bucky and all Shas, the bekias guy, is he the Iker? And the Gemara there concludes that the one who's the Sinai, Rav Yosef, is Iker, the Gemara concludes. It's better to have bekias and everything than to be Oker Harim. That's the Gemara concludes. And I heard recently that the Briskers, I don't know if it's the Brisker Rav or Rav Chaim, that said nowadays things are different. Since we have all these Svarim and Shas and Shulchan Aruch, everything available to us, that's the Sinai. We don't have to become Sinai ourselves, it's all there. We have to be Oker Harim. We have to be Lam Dun, we have to be Ian learners. That's what the Briskers are into the Ian very much. So that's. But the Gemara sounds like, clearly the Gemara says that the Bekiyas learners are the ones who are the ones greater than the Oker Harim. In the end of the day, you need some balance. Certainly, you need a balance. It's not good to be just one without the other one. And I'm sure both of Yosef and Rabba had that balance. The question is, which one were they more powerhouse in, the Oker Harim or the Sinai? So anyways, we see when a person becomes appointed as a Rosh Hashiva, there's a certain siyata the Shema. I once heard a speaker. Speaker was asked some question and answered. I don't remember who the speaker was, though. He's one of these well-known speakers. So they asked him, does he ever get, like, when he gets question and answers at the end, does he ever get, like, stuck and stumble about what answer to give? He says, many times he does, and he just like thinks in his mind, give me siyata d'shmaya to say the right thing, and somehow something comes into his mouth, and he says the right thing, and there we have it. So a person is sometimes in a situation of a shrara, I guess, he gets siyata d'shmaya. So Yosef, again, was appointed Rosh Hashiva after 22 years of having a struggle, what the answer was. And he told you know the answer is? And the answer is as follows. Again, the question is, why did Rabbi Shimon say that after Amud Badin, if the money was not collected yet...
If it's Mamon, it's Yerusha. If it's not, it's not Yerusha.
Right, so why, if it's... If Amun Badin, the Knas turned into Mamon. And if the father dies, it should go to the children, the brothers. Why does she get to collect it? That was the question. So answers the Gemara as follows. Shaini Hasam, over there it's different. Damar Kra, the Pasuk says, V'nos na'ish ha-shochev ima, la'vi anara chamishim kesef. That the man who lied with her should give the father 50 kesef. Lo zichta Torah l'av ela mishas nesina. It is special gzeres because of by the payment of knas by onus mefata that only shas nesina does it go to the father. In general, all other knasos by amun badin that knas turns into mamon and would go as a yerusha to the brothers. Only by onus mefata it does not turn into mamon until it's given to the father. It needs shas nesina. Uh-huh. That's the exception, says Rav Yosef. That was the siyata d'shmaya that he had to be mechadish that din.
22 years took him.
Yeah. So now the Gemara says v'chi kama Rabba. When Rabba was referring to mamon havi l'harusha levanov, live bishar knasos. When he said the other situations where knas turns into mamon, that's by all other knasos, and not referring to onus mefata. El Mishas Nesin, sorry, Bishar Knossos, El Amiat, if that's the case. Gavi Eved, Dichsiv Kesav Shloshim, Shigal, Yitain Ladona, it also emphasizes Nesina, Hachanami lo zich the Torah Ladon, El Mishas Nesina. So it should be here also that the only time where the master is Zocha to the Yerusha, to the rather the Knas, is only when it's given over. But if the master died before receiving the payment, then it should not be a Mamun, it should not be a Yerusha going to the brothers. Where it says, Yitain Lachud v'Nasan Lachud. There are two different drashas. Nasan and Yitain are two different words. Nasan means you need a Mamash Nasina. Yitain does not mean that.
It's in the future.
You will give.
Yes.
That's the idea. Rashi writes a little bit differently. Rashi says, Yitain Lachud v'Nasan Lachud. It's kind of what you're saying, I guess. Yitain Mashma Lashan Sivoy Ulom. You have to, there's always a requirement to pay. You never get off the hook. V'Nasan Mashma Dvar HaNasan Dvar already was given in the past. Okay. The Gemara says, "Ihachi." If that's the case, Tam Lomer v'Chichesh, Tam Lomer v'Nasan, Mibaylet. So, what's the Shaila here? Look at Rashi. See Rashi, Tam Lomer v'Chichesh. B'tmiya, Kilmer, my area, dinasav lehashas leptura mivichichesh. Why did the Gemara say the reason why you're pater from paying these cases of knas by carbon shvua is learned out from the word vichichesh? Keicha de yalaf ashar knasos, like it's learned out from other knasos. Kilmer, midilo dami lisumes yar lemeve ikat chilas mamon. Typically, the hashanami la mamonahu, the rachman amar vinasan de lo zichta la tara at shas nesina. Basically, what the Gemara is asking is that now it seems to be two different reasons why the case of Onus and Mefate, one would be pater from paying carbon shvua. Up until now, we said there is reason why you're pater from carbon shvua on Onus and Mefate is because the pasuk says v'chichesh, and the only things mentioned in the pasukim by carbon shvua are things of mamun. And since Onus and Mefate is not mamun, it's kenas, one's pater from paying the carbon shvua. But now we have another reason why one would be pater. It's because the pasuk says v'nosan, only mishas nesina is there a chiv to pay the onus and mefata. But before that, there's no chiv to pay onus and mefata. And no one's zocha this money yet, so it shouldn't be considered mamon just yet. That should be the reason why you're pater from shvua, not because of a chichesh, because of a nasan, and there's no nesina just yet. That's the shaila of the Gemara. So Amar Rava responds back, ki yitzrech v'chichesh kegon shamda bedin u'bagra u'mesa. You're right. In a chanami, from the word v'nasan, we know that there is no chiv shvua, because it's until Shas Nesina, there's no Mamun yet. So what do you need V'chichesh for? V'chichesh is for a different case. When they went to Bezdin, Bezdin handed down the sentence. U'bagra, and then she became a Bulgaria. She turned the age of 12 and a half. U'mesa, and then she died. The Hassam over there, ki kayaris avia mina, dide kayaris. When the father's inheriting her, he's inheriting her Mamun, not his Mamun. What does that mean? So if you look at Rashi here, Rashi is kigon she'amda badin v'bagra to the Rabbi Shimon didaha. Who, according to Rabbi Shimon, this is all hers. Tichihechi depalik b'masnisin below his speaker legavos ad shemesa av. Just like in the Mishnah, they argued in a case where the father died before collection. Hachanami palik below his speaker legavos ad shebagra. Also, they have a machlokas if they didn't collect the money until she became a bogeris. The kamar tanakama. Harei hein shel av, the father gets to keep it. Still, Rabbi Shimon, harei hu shel atma, she gets to keep it. And vim mesa, achrei kein, if she dies after this point, yaris la avia, the father inherits her, mikach dida, through her as a Yerusha, havi mamun gamor, and then it's complete mamun, v'af agav delo mat liyada, even though he never received it. The gavi dida, la havi shiny mishar knasos, the mishas ha mada bedin, mamonahu, so that's the point. That there's a very fundamental difference between when the father is supposed to collect it and when she's supposed to collect it. The father, it only becomes mamon for the father if it's mishas nesina. The pasuk says, v'nosan, only mishas nesina does it become the father's. Before that point, it's always knas. Even after amar badin, it's still knas until it goes to the hand of the father. But if it's hers, if it's coming to her, so in other words, she becomes a bulgaris, the Torah does not say that for Bogeris, it's Tali and Shas Nesina. Only the Av is Tali B'Shas Nesina. The moment she turns into Bogaris, it immediately also turns into Mammon, even though she never received it, it was never given to her, it becomes Mammon right away. So what happens is, she's an Ara, and she's, let's say, seduced or raped. Amda Badin is still considered a Knas. And it's supposed to go to her father, but still Knas until the father actually gets it. The father dies before she gets it, before he gets it, rather. It's Knas, and it's not considered Yerusha, it goes over to her. But let's say it's a Knas, after Amda Badin, and then she becomes a Bogaris. The moment she becomes a Bogaris, this Knas turns there, even though she never received it, this Knas turns into Mammon right away. Again, as opposed to by the father's track, it only turns into Mammon until he gets it. Once she becomes into the picture as a Bogaris, it automatically turns into Mammon before she actually receives it. She does not need Nesina to have it turn to Mammon. So what happens then is, so let's say it turns into, again, it's a Knas, Amda Badin, it's still Knas. She becomes Bogaris, it now turns into Mammon. She dies before she collects it. This Mammon goes directly to the father as a Yerusha, because it's Mammon now, and let's say the father dies before actually receiving it. In this situation, the brothers will inherit it because it has turned into Mammon before the father actually collected it. That's the wild situation we learn from the word V'chichesh. So in that case, even though it's Mammon with respect to Yerusha, it will not be Mammon with respect to Shvuas, Karban Shvuah. It still will be considered Knas for Karban Shvuah. So the Gemara says, Ihachi, that's the case. Yatsu Elu Shein Knas, Mammon Hu. So the Bryce above said, the only things that are Chayiv and Karban Shvuah are Knasos. Are Mammon. Anything that's not a Mammon, anything that's Knas, is Pater. Or says, well, this is not a Knas. This last example that we just brought was actually Mammon, we just said. We just proved that that was Mammon and Yerusha, so the Bryce seems inaccurate. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Yatsu Elu Shei Karon Knas. No, it's to exclude all cases that are started off that the Iker are really Knossos. All those, even though it may turn to Mammon sometime down the line, either after Amda Mudin, or after she becomes a Bogaris, or after Shas Nesina, all those are Bikaro and they're really Knoss, even though they turn into Mammon later on. That's what's coming to exclude. Okay, should we go to the next AC day? Or should we stop here? Okay, so I'll stop here. Keshkoyach, very lumdish daf today.